ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस। श्री प्रहराद उवाच न केवलम् मे प्रह्लाद उवाच न केवलम् मे भवतश्च राजन् स वै बलम् बलिनाम् चापरेषा परे वरे मे स्थिर जङ्गमाये ब्रह्मादयो येन वशं प्रणीतः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। प्रह्लाद महाराज सेड, माय डियर किंग, द सोर्स ऑफ माय स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ विच यू आर आस्किंग इज ऑल्सो द सोर्स ऑफ योर्स। Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tat tat evavagachatvam mam tejo amsha sambhava. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creation spring from but a spark of my splendor. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. If one sees extraordinary strength or power anywhere, it is derived from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To give an example, there are different grades of fire, but all of them derive heat and light from the sun. Similarly, all living entities, big or small, are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only duty is to surrender. For one who is servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of a master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Unless one understands this philosophy, he is still a mudha. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The mudhas, the asses who do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding this subordinate position of the living entity takes millions of births. But when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabaha. After many births and deaths, he was actually in knowledge, surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Prahlad Maharaj was a great soul, a Mahatma, and therefore he completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Prahlad Uvacha, without him, no one can. So, in this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the excitement is already created. And Hiranyakashipu is asking this question to Prahlad Maharaj, that where do you receive this strength? Who is the source of your strength? And Prahlad Maharaj being very consistent from very beginning. In the whole the pastimes of Lord Narsingha's appearance, we see that Prahlad Maharaj always maintains this consistency of seeing Krishna everywhere. The theme of the seventh canto of Bhagavad or the pastimes of Lord Narsingdev is the theme of seeing Krishna everywhere, in all situations, in all circumstances. And exactly opposite to that, Hiranyakashipu represents seeing Krishna nowhere. In fact, another principle which we study from the seventh canto of the Bhagavata is Prahlad Maharaj could see the spirit and the supreme spirit even in the grossest perverted matter. And Hiranyakashipu, on the other hand, he was cultivating the culture. He knew the spirit. He also knew the supreme spirit. But Hiranyakashipu was trying to cultivate the culture of trying to get matter out of the spirit. That means trying to continue the bodily concept of life. As we were discussing this Sunday, that who is demon? Yes, we know the gross understanding of a demon is that one who openly declares a rebellion against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, openly defies the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this definition that Hiranyakashipu defies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one may say he is a demon. But there is a subtler understanding also, which allows all the practicing devotees to see where do we stand. Because when Hiranyakashipu, after speaking to his mother and sister-in-law, he spoke exactly the same philosophy as Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita second chapter. This is a philosophy of the difference between the body and soul. And he could actually connect the connection of the soul with the super soul also. It is one thing to know the existence of the soul and stop there. But here, Hiranyakashipu not only knew the existence of the soul, he could differentiate the difference between body and the soul. And he didn't stop there, rather he went beyond that and he said the connection of the soul with the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew the philosophy, but unfortunately, because of continual persistence to remain in the bodily concept of life, he was trying to make an impermanent position. He was trying to be eternal in a temporary platform. When someone knows that this world is made in such a way that we are not supposed to stay eternally, the material world is not eternal, our being in this world is not eternal, our body is not eternal, and all the requirements, all the objects of the senses which we aspire to accumulate, they are also not eternal. And even after understanding this principle, one who tries to create an eternal position, he wants to be eternal in an impermanent position, is the sign of a demon. So therefore, the whole teaching of Prahlad Maharaj is to bring us to this reality, to see Krishna in every situation, in all circumstances, even up to the point of death. Here Prabhupada talks about Prahlad Maharaj had complete conviction of Krishna's protection. And he is not talking about the protection of the body. This question is always raised by a practicing devotee or one who is just a new person who has entered into Krishna conscious philosophy. When he hears the pastimes of certain devotees, or when he sees that how devotees are persecuted, and even at times they are killed by the demons, and suddenly this question raises, why? Why Krishna did not protect them? That is a demonic nature, being too gross. Because again, our connection is so strongly influenced with the body that we make this conclusion that protection means that body has to be protected. And while talking about protection of the body, while objecting Krishna's protection, the way he performs, the way he protects his devotees, which we cannot understand, we only see the protection of this material body. Therefore, this objection is raised. Why Krishna did not protect his body? No, nowhere in the scriptures Krishna talks about protecting the material body. He talks about the protection of one's consciousness. The consciousness of seeing Krishna everywhere. Therefore, this was the conflict. The conflict of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu was, Prahlad Maharaj was persisting again and again. In fact, not only persisting, he was preaching this philosophy everywhere. That Krishna is everywhere and one has to see Krishna everywhere. In fact, Narad Muni, most brilliantly, this whole seventh canto is so fascinating to read. The question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj in the seventh canto of the beginning, first verse. He asked this question to Shukadeva Goswami after hearing how Lord Vishnu killed Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Briefly, Lord explained, Shukadeva Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj that Lord Vishnu killed Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha with the pretext of favoring Lord Indra. And this seems very contradictory to Parikshit Maharaj, because Krishna is Samam Sarva Bhuteshu, equal to everyone. So therefore, immediately Parikshit Maharaj raised this question. He said, my dear master, that Lord is equal to everyone. Samapriya Suhurt Brahman Bhutanam Bhagavan Swayam. That the Lord is equal to everyone, but why Indas Indrasyarte Katam Daityan Avadid Vishamo Yatha? That here I can see that there is some kind of partiality on the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the intention of favoring Lord Vishnu. So please clear my doubt. And Shukadeva Goswami gives philosophical answer for some time. And then he brings to the narration of Narad Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Rajasuya sacrifice. Now the question of Parikshit Maharaj is that superficially, he felt that Lord Krishna is being partial. He is favoring the demigods and is against the demons. And when Shukadeva Goswami said many years back in the assembly of Rajasuya, when your grandfather is performing this Rajasuya sacrifice with the intention of glorifying Lord Krishna, the son of Damagosh, Shishupal, was killed by the Lord with his Sudarshan Chakra. A demon, he got his punishment. He was killed by the Lord. But that was not the problem for Yudhishthira Maharaj. What was the problem for Yudhishthira Maharaj? When this demon was killed by Lord Krishna, this Shishupal's soul entered into the body of the Lord. And taking that as a path, Shishupal went back to the spiritual world. Now, Parikshit Maharaj's question is, why Krishna is partial? And Yudhishthira Maharaj's question is, why Krishna is magnanimous? Yudhishthira Maharaj explains that this demon Shishupal, from his very childhood, Yudhishthira Maharaj puts this very nicely, Arabya Kala Bhashana. From his early childhood, when a child speaks broken language, when a small child speaks broken language, everyone is very much amused and fascinated. Haribol, you know, he talks Haribol, says Hare Krishna, and some other kids, they talk something else. But here Shishupal, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying that from his early childhood, when he started speaking, the first word he spoke was blasphemy against Krishna in a broken language. Just see what kind of demon he was. Hardcore from his early childhood. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, He was such a demon. Naturally, it was expected that the Shishupal should have had a white leprosy on his tongue. And still this Shishupal was very strong, well built. He was very healthy. And then he did not even enter into the hellish planet, Andhatama. Instant reaction was not there, delayed reaction was not there, and delayed reaction was not there. Rather, he entered into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says, this is very surprising to me. Exactly opposite. And here Narad Muni exhibits his power of seeing everything from Krishna's point of view. And what did Narad Muni say? Narad Muni presents. He becomes very fascinated by hearing this question. He does not give a technical answer. In fact, Narad Muni falls into the swoon of ecstasy. And he explains, my dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, in fact, he confuses Yudhishthira Maharaj more in one sense. What is his confusion? He says, my dear Yudhishthira, in whatever way one focuses his mind on Krishna, tasmad vairanu bandena nirvairena bhayanava snehat kameneva yunjat katanchit nekshate pratak. Narad Muni said, my dear Yudhishthira, some or other, if you can focus your mind on Krishna, saturate your mind on Krishna, either by devotional service or either by non-devotional service, becoming enemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or being fearful of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I do not see pratak, I don't see any duality in this regard. In fact, my opinion, Narad Muni says, that my opinion is that demons are better situated than the devotees. Itime nishchita shruno. Nishchita means with complete confidence I say that the attention of the demons is much greater than the devotees. It is my opinion. Now what do you expect from Yudhishthira Maharaj after hearing this? Greater confusion. And then he says, kama dveshat bhayat snehat. By some means, one should remember Krishna. And by doing this, what Narad Muni says, baho gatim gataha. Not only Shishupal Yudhishthira Maharaj, but many people, by being demons, by defying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what happened? They all gone back to the spiritual world. In fact, in the third canto, Uddhava also substantiated to this principle. When Vidura met Uddhava, and Vidura was asking many questions in regards to the whereabouts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his family, because he was thrown out by Dhritarashtra from the palace of Hastinapur. So Vidura went around for the pilgrimage. And he happened to meet Uddhav, and he raised all these questions to Uddhav. And because the Supreme Personality of Godhead had gone back to the spiritual world, and Uddhav was feeling deep separation from the Lord. And therefore, for some time, Uddhav started contemplating. And because of his contemplation, he could see Krishna even in separation. Again, seeing Krishna not only in union. Just like in this mundane world, when one spiritual master or devotees don't physically interact with us, then we start objecting. Why he does not give association to me? In fact, one's faith is also shaken. We try to, direct a spiritual master and devotees that they should behave according to our whims and wisps. And if it doesn't do it, that is considered as guru is being partial. This is the nature of a conditioned soul. He will start thinking, okay, guru has some favorites also, he is not equal to everybody. But here, Uddhav, even in separation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could see Krishna completely, not partially but completely. And therefore, Prabhupada explains, then he came down from that plane of being with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he starts speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He said, we Yadavas are most unfortunate. Even though they were the most fortunate, but Uddhava said, we are the most unfortunate. Why? Because the Lord stayed with us, just like the moon stayed with the fish in the ocean. And unfortunately, all the fish considered moon to be one amongst them. We did not take the Supreme Lord very seriously. When the Lord would come into the assembly of Sudharma Palace, and he would fold his hands and ask question to Ugrasen, how may I serve you now, my dear Lord? Uddhava says, when I hear this statement, when I remember this statement, it breaks my heart. That the Lord was receiving order from his devotees. And then what Uddhava says, in conclusion, while speaking this philosophy, he said, what kind of devotee are we? We are no devotees. He says, Manne Suran Bhagavatam Trayadish Sambrama Marga Abnivesta Chittan Es Samugi Akshata Tarksha Putram Amse Sunabhayudam Apatanti. Very beautiful verse. He says, Manne Suranam. Again, it is my opinion, it is my conclusion, as Narad Muni is saying. What is my opinion? The demons, those who fought against Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, these demons are much better than me. They are greater. Their focus on Krishna is much, much greater than me. Why? Because these demons, when the Lord was approaching in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, one who is carried by Garuda on his shoulders, the Lord was carrying the wheel and he was approaching. Even Arjuna did not get his opportunity. Lord was in the backside and Arjuna was in the front. But the demons were seeing the Lord face to face. Now Uddhava is saying, just see, the Lord was coming and the demons were facing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What a fortune! They were killed while seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I am not so fortunate. Like Wali, Prem Nidhi Prabhu was explaining. When Wali was being killed by Lord Ram said, okay, I can release you from this death. I can remove the arrows. You can save. Wali said, no, I don't. Because it is one thing to remember and die, but now I have the opportunity not only to remember you, but to see you. Just say, Narad Muni, sometimes, therefore, devotees, when they fall into this ecstasy, they don't give right answers. Because this is not right answer. Like Gauranga was saying in the Sunday, so once you hear this from Narad Muni, then you may think, why to follow four regulative principle? Why to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra? You know, it's much easier to defy God. Already we have that propensity to not accept the existence of God. Still, those thoughts linger within our mind. Does really God exist? Is it really true? Yes, now, philosophically, intellectually, they are more astute than, you know, me. Devotees can convince me how God exists. But then logically, anything can be proved by anybody. So therefore, already we have that propensity of not accepting the validity of God's existence. So then, it makes more sense. Not accept God, defy God. And that's much easier to concentrate, focus and the Supreme Lord. Like that story is there, one young boy, he came to a teacher and he said, within 7 days, if you don't show me God, I will kill you. No tadvidiri pranipathena. Directly, you know, threatening the sage. He said, if you don't show me God within 7 days, you are in my village performing tapasya in our mountain, within 7 days you have to show me. And the sage said, okay, no problem. But he said, one condition is there. He said, what is the condition? He said, you come back after 7 days, I will show you. And the student started walking. And the sage stopped him. Wait a minute. The condition is that, don't think about the beer. Within 7 days, you should not think about the beer. He said, that's not a big deal. I have not seen this animal. So what is the great deal of not thinking about this? And the student walked away. And after 7 days he came back. He was humbled. He was submissive. He said, "My dear sage," he said, "I could not think anything but the beer." He said, "I was guessing how beer looks like, what is the nature of this beer. I tried not to think, but I was always thinking about the beer." That is the nature of the mind. And the sage told him, "Okay, now you sit here and start thinking only about the beer." And he tried, but the mind was running everywhere. So the purport of the story is that, you know, if we focus on something negative, that seems to be more apparent. And Narad Muni is approving of that. No, he's not approving. Rather, because of his devotional humility, by seeing Krishna everywhere and not experiencing Krishna in his own life, Narad Muni says, "These demons are much better than me." And Prabhupada writes, he says, "This should not be taken as a reality." This is the humility of Narad Muni. Devotional service has to be performed in a favorable atmosphere. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. Whatever is favorable has to be accepted, unfavorable has to be rejected. And then Prahlad Maharaj, we see when he was asked by his teachers, when he was taught something and he was taken to Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was asked by Hiranyakashipu, "What did you learn?" He didn't ask any specific question. He asked very general question, thinking that he's a small child, he will not be able to answer. So Prabhupada writes there, Hiranyakashipu was expecting very pleasing answer, but not practical. But Prahlad Maharaj gave most practical answer, most pleasing, but not to Hiranyakashipu. It was not practical, it was not pleasing, rather it was a blasphemous answer. What did he say? He says, "My dear father, that tat sadhu manne suravarya dehinam, sada samudvigna dhyam asadgraha, hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam, vanam gatoyad harimashrayat." Innocence is there in Prahlad Maharaj, but very blunt. When we preach Krishna consciousness, most of the time, you know, either we are very harsh and hurt people, or we want to speak what people want to hear. Because we feel, if I speak really the truth of Krishna conscious philosophy, because I am myself not convinced, so how can I speak to them? If I speak to the real philosophy to these people, they may quit devotional service. Just like some devotees brought some famous rock stars to Srila Prabhupada and they are praying constantly to Lord Narasimhadev, maybe, that Prabhupada should not speak about the four regulative principle. Because these are the people who engage in all kinds of sinful activities, small dose he should give them, he should pacify them. But what did Prabhupada say? The first thing Prabhupada spoke about was the four regulative principle. He talked about how materialistic civilization is demonic because they engage in sinful activities of especially illicit sex and intoxication. And all these rock stars, after hearing that, they walked away from there. So Prahlad Maharaj spoke very bluntly. You can imagine, nobody could even talk to Hiranyakashipu. Nobody would raise their face. Even the demigods headed by Indra, in fact Indra in the prayers of the demigods, it's a beautiful prayer. Before Prahlad offers his prayers, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, Vidyadars, Gandharvas, Nagas, Kingnaras, Kimpurushas, and the Vishnu Parshadas, they offer their prayers. Very beautiful prayers. And Indra offers this prayer. His prayer is, "My dear Lord, since Hiranyakashipu's rule in this planet, because of fear of Hiranyakashipu, he had actually dislodged you from our heart. You are supposed to be residing within our heart, but because of the fear of Hiranyakashipu, what happened? That he dislodged you and he was situated within our consciousness." And Prabhupada explains that in Kali Yuga, because of this fearful situation, it's very precarious for devotees to think of Krishna, because Everywhere there is a fearful condition. And now since you have killed Hiranyakashipu, now my dear Lord, please come back and reside within our heart. But Prahlad was not at all fearful of Hiranyakashipu. And he spoke very bluntly that he should go to Vrindavan, give up this blind well of household life, where there is only ditch but no water. Go to Vrindavan and perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can imagine, Hiranyakashipu, hearing this, he cultured enmity towards the Supreme Lord, and his own son, who is very favorite of Hiranyakashipu, is speaking completely against. It was like putting melted iron in the ears of Hiranyakashipu. He said, this is very bad. Somebody from outside is coming and teaching this to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, take him back. He told Sandanavar, and teach him proper knowledge of Raja Dharma. How to speak nicely, but not accept at all what you speak. Diplomacy. And they took Prahlad Maharaj back. And they asked him, where did you learn this? Who is the teacher who is teaching this? They wanted to capture that Vaishnav. And what Prahlad says? Prahlad explained to them, he said, this duality that this is friend, this is enemy, this you should give up. This is not at all favorable for rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long living entity lives a life of duality, it is very difficult for the living entity to perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very realistic philosophy. Intellectually one may understand Krishna's existence. One may accept devotional service is important. But if we continue to culture bodily concept of life, then we think something and we act something. It becomes very difficult to practice devotional service. And therefore Prahlad Maharaj said, you have to give up this conception. And he explained to them, my dear teachers, just like iron file, when it comes in contact with magnet, what happens? The iron file starts roaming around the magnet. Similarly, it is not my endeavor. I am naturally attracted to Krishna. Yadrichaya, by the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like the iron files are attracted to the magnet. What can I do? And Narad Muni also explains this when he is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj to Yudhishthir. He says, what is the character of Prahlad Maharaj? The character of Prahlad Maharaj is that in separation and in union, every time at all situation, Prahlad could see Krishna. Why? Why could he see Krishna everywhere and at all situation? He explains, because Prahlad Maharaj had given up all kinds of bodily activity. Nyasta kridanako balo jadavattan manastaya Krishna graha grahitatma naveda jagadidrisham. Very beautiful verse. Narad Muni explained to Yudhishthira Maharaj that Nyasta kridanako balo has given up all so-called bodily activities. And his mind was absorbed in Krishna. How was it absorbed in Krishna? Because it was just like grahas. Prabhupada writes in the purport, if you are influenced by these navagrahas, especially Shani and Mangal, you cannot prosper in any field of activities. If Shani graha is after you, just like therefore if you go to small villages, even must be in Bombay, people go and worship navagrahas. They pour lots of oil, ghee on the head of navagraha deity. That please, don't influence, don't fall behind us. So the influence of graha is very prominent, very powerful. So Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni is explaining, just like one is affected by grahas, similarly Prahlad was also affected by which graha? He was affected by Krishna graha. Because he was affected by Krishna graha, at all time, at all situation, he could not see anything but Krishna. Such a nice thing for Prahlad Maharaj. He didn't have to struggle. By the grace of Narad Muni, because he was also Krishna graha grahitatma, therefore Prahlad Maharaj also became Krishna graha grahitatma. He said, what can I do? And then second time when the Shanda Namarka take Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, because Prahlad Maharaj starts influencing his friends in the school, in Gurukul, that how you should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in fact, Prahlad explains, this is the nature of living entity. Etavan eva lokasmin pumsa swartha parasmrita ekanta bhaktir govinde yat sarvatra tadikshanam. He says, my dear friends, what is the goal of life? The goal of life is that one should see Krishna everywhere. And Prabhupada writes there. Prabhupada explains that is the ultimate goal of life, to see Krishna everywhere. Unless we learn this art, and Prabhupada gives a very beautiful Niti Shastra verse, that just like a devotee of Lord Narayan is conscious of Krishna everywhere. How? He said, Lubdaka. Lubda means one who is greedy. A greedy man, you take him any part of the world, what will he see? He will see money. Radhanand Maharaj is giving lecture in Vrindavan. Somebody sent me the synopsis. He gave the example of a businessman. He said, you take a businessman to desert. What will he see there? He will not see sand. He will see money. He will say, okay, this sand is so unlimited. If I can some other transport this to some place where there is no sand, I can make so much of money. Just see, that is the consciousness of a Vaishya. And we practicing devotees are less than that Vaishya. We can only see Krishna in a very limited spheres. We cannot see Krishna everywhere, unfortunately. And now, Prabhupada also gives the example of a Kamuka. Kamuka means a lusty person. What does he see? He sees nothing but lust everywhere. Facilities for enjoying sense gratification. Similarly, a devotee of Krishna is like that. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends, you should also be conscious of Krishna like that. To such an extent, one Acharya explains, when Prahlad was thrown from the mountain top by Hiranyakashipu, what was Prahlad's consciousness? When he was falling down, it is explained that Prahlad was holding his heart. You know, he was pressing his heart very carefully because he was aware that Krishna is situated within my heart. And if I fall on my heart, it will hurt Krishna. He was not concerned about himself. That was the consciousness of Prahlad Maharaj. Somebody told me, what was the difference between Socrates and Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad was also given poison, and Socrates was also given poison. Socrates was on the Brahmabhuta platform. When he was given the poison, he said, to kill me first, catch me. He was right. And he drank the poison because poisonous poison, it affected on his body. But Prahlad was also given poison, but Prahlad saw Krishna in that also. He said, this is your energy, so I offer it back to you. He offered that poison to Krishna. And that bhoga became prasad. And therefore, if we don't offer which belongs to Krishna, even if it is nectar, that is poison. Like the demigods, when they came to Shukadeva Goswami, saying that bargaining. You don't tell Krishna Katha to Yudhishthira, Parikshit Maharaj. You tell Krishna Katha to us. And let Parikshit Maharaj drink this nectar. Some portion of the nectar. And Shukadeva Goswami chased them away. He said, you materialistic demigods, you are not qualified to hear Krishna Katha. Why? Because you want to hear Krishna Katha also, and you still want to hold your nectar. He said, it is an insult to Krishna Katha. The Amrit of Krishna Katha is much greater than this ordinary nectar. So Prahlad could see, you know, nectar in the poison. He could see Krishna in the poison. Therefore, nothing happened to him. And when this Shand and Amarkadha started questioning, who is this? Then he said, because I am like a magnetic force. And ultimately, this Shand and Amarkadha bring to Hiranyakashipu Prahlad Maharaj. And what did Prahlad Maharaj say? Again, he didn't compromise. Oh, last time I preached philosophy to my father and he was really wild. So better I don't speak. Now this time he increased the standard of his preaching. Last time he spoke little indirect that he should go to jungle and worship. Now he gave the method to Hiranyakashipu. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Pada Sevanam. He just spoke 9 processes of devotional service. Is it the direct linking process? And Hiranyakashipu became so angry, He pushed Prahlad Maharaj from his lap and started blasting Shand and Amark. He said, what is this? I thought you are my friends, but you are not my friends. Again, see duality. Hiranyakashipu could not see even Shand and Amarka, who were very loyal to Hiranyakashipu. Rather, they taught everyone in the school that nobody should chant Om Namo Narayanaya. Everyone should chant what? Om Hiranyakashipaya Namaha. They were teaching this mantra. Narsingh Purana explains. They were loyal to Hiranyakashipu. But Hiranyakashipu could not see that loyalty. He said, you are my enemy. Therefore, wherever there is duality, what does it do? Duality forces you to see difference even in someone who is very close to you. Even amongst devotees, we see that. Even between two temples, that we find difference and we criticize each other. That is our level of Krishna consciousness. We are of the same society, of the same followers, but still there is a duality. Such an unfortunate situation. Some tendencies of Hiranyakashipu. But here Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he could not see that. And Shand and Amarka also see that, but in an indirect way. What did they say to Hiranyakashipu? They said, look, don't chastise the Brahmanas. We are Brahmanas. It is not good for you to chastise the Brahmanas. We didn't teach him. Na pranito, na paro pranito. Neither we taught them, and nobody taught them. Rather, he Rajan, naisargikim, this devotional conscious of Prahlad Maharaj is very natural in him. Nobody has taught him. So don't force us that we have done it. And Hiranyakashipu tried so many ways to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but he could not kill. And then Hiranyakashipu also says, Narad Muni saw that and he glorified Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's friend saw this. They glorified Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj personally saw it and appreciated Lord Vishnu. Shand Amarka saw this, but they became fearful of Prahlad's consciousness. And Hiranyakashipu also sees this. What does he say? He says, you Prahlad, you are such a nasty child. He gives the example just like your own limb of your body, which is causing disease, it is rotten. Even though it's your own limb, what do? You separate that limb from your body. And even though the medicinal herb found in the forest, far away from your residential place, what do? You keep that herb with you. Why? Because it is beneficial. And therefore, you are that like a limb which is rotten. So therefore, I have to separate it from my body. That means you are saying that I have to kill you. And then he said, you are like a dog's tail. Again, he is seeing Prahlad's consciousness being absorbed in Krishna. He said, however much I try to make it straight, still, what does it do? It becomes again curved. So therefore, you deserve punishment in my hand. And then he asked this question to Prahlad. My dear Prahlad, tell me, who? Who is the source of your power? And what did Prahlad say? He said, the power, the source of my power is also the source of your power. There is no difference between your power and my power. And Prabhupada explains that even the power of the atheistic, of not accepting Krishna, also comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Remembrance and forgetfulness. A non-devotee cannot forget Krishna unless Krishna empowers the non-devotee to forget him. And Prahlad Maharaj could see that. And because Prahlad Maharaj saw that and Hiranyakashipu did not like it, then he saw the pillar on the left side. Shikshastak Prabhu will discuss the other part of the pastime, Lord Narsingh's appearance. And the Lord appeared from that pillar so beautifully. It is explained by some acharyas that when Lord Narsingh appeared from that pillar, that Hiranyakashipu was so materialistic, when he saw Lord come from that pillar, he started observing that form. very beautifully Sukadeva Goswami explains. He carefully studied the form of Lord Narasingadev. Mimamsa manasya samutita grito narsinga rupam tad alam bhayanakam pratapta chamikara chandalochanam surat shatakeshara jhrimritavnanam. He was observing very carefully. And then he said, who is this? Maybe this is Lord Vishnu who is disguised in this form. And then he denied it. May not be. He was not willing to accept. And meanwhile, the demigods in the higher planets, they are watching. They had never seen this. Lord appeared in his devotee's womb. He came in the womb of Aditi. He came in the womb of Devaki. But never in the womb of Pillar. Lord Narayan is the father of all the demigods. They are trying to look their grandmother. Oh, our grandmother is a pillar. This is explained by some Sri Vaishnava Acharyas. So Lord appeared from the pillar. He gave the facility for the pillar to become his mother. And Prahlad could see that. Prabhupada explains when Hiranyakashipu asked this question, the Lord was waving, don't worry, tell him that I am here. He was encouraging Prahlad Maharaj that I am here in this pillar. And what was Hiranyakashipu's mentality? He says that somebody when making this pillar, they hid this form so that they can kill me. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, I will kill this form first, then I will kill the people who made this building. He was always talking about killing everybody. Just see, he was convinced that somebody had put this form in this pillar. That was the materialistic consciousness of Hiranyakashipu. But Prahlad could see Lord Narasingha everywhere. And after killing Hiranyakashipu, the Lord was pacified by the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And in the conclusion, what did Lord do after killing Hiranyakashipu? He went back and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada writes very beautiful purport. I'll conclude with this. Lord went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, and Prabhupada gives two reasons why Lord sat on the throne. One reason is that Lord showed his supremacy. That after all, I continue to retain, in fact, never his position is minimized. Only in the mind of the atheistic people, they say, we have killed God now. No, that is, it never happens. So just to exhibit his supremacy, the Lord went and sat. But much greater reason is than this one is that Hiranyakashipu forgot that he is Krishna's eternal servant. But the Lord never forgot. And therefore Hiranyakashipu had did such a hard work, great endeavor to create such a huge facilities to enjoy his sense gratification without offering anything to the Lord. The Lord said, after all, Hiranyakashipu is my eternal servant. He is Jai and has worked very hard. Let me accept his service and give him the credit of rendering service to me. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, just see how Krishna acts. Big sages, big saintly people, they endeavor lifetimes to serve Krishna. They create certain ingredients, expecting the Lord to accept it. But seldom the Supreme Lord accepts. But here, Hiranyakashipu was a demon and he had no intention of worshipping or offering something to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still the Lord, by force, he accepted the service of Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada concludes that purport by saying, a devotee of the Lord is fortunate in all condition of life. Even though he became a worst of the demon, he forgot. But Krishna did not forget. And therefore the Lord accepted. He went and sat on the throne and gave that credit to Hiranyakashipu. Again, seeing Krishna, this is the vision of Srila Prabhupada. This is the vision of the Acharyas. Why Lord sat? And we would not even read that. None of us would remember. Sitting, he could sit anywhere. What is so important about that? But the devotee's vision, Acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Prabhupada are seeing that how even that is also a pastime of the Lord. That is also seeing Krishna in all situation, in all circumstances. And that is the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj, to see Krishna everywhere. And if we can learn this art, the whole practice of sadhana bhakti is to learn this art. And unless we learn this art of seeing Krishna everywhere in all situations, it is not a sign of high devotional activities. And our faith becomes very weak if we are put in a difficult situation where we are not favored and Krishna is not favoring our material situation. Then it becomes much easier to object and unfortunately offend the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as in the first place Hiranyakashipu did against Lord Vishnu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Lord Narsingadev ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki. Today evening, His Grace Shikshastakam Prabhu will narrate the whole pastime with great sweetness. And we are, all devotees are requested to come and hear the narration of Lord Narsingadev killing Hiranyakashipu. Hare Krishna.